Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the first chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss the most elementary details of ritual slaughter. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Aseh Sheyishchot Mishu Yirtzelecho Basar Behema Chai V'Oh V'Acharach Yochal. There is a positive Torah command that if one wishes to consume meat, whether it's the meat from a domesticated or undomesticated animal, or whether it's from a bird, one must first slaughter it properly, and then only afterwards can they consume it. Shne'amar, as the pasuk says, V'zavachtam B'karcha U'mitzoncha, that you shall slaughter from your domesticated creatures. And we see, with regards to a blemished firstborn animal, that it shall be consumed just as one would consume a undomesticated animal, and therefore you see that those two require ritual slaughter. With regards to birds, it says, Asher yatzud tzayid chaya o ov, v'shafach estamo, v'lamed sheshvich estam ha'ov kishvich estam ha'chaya. We also see a connection between that and an undomesticated animal's process of slaughter, as well as that of a bird creature, and therefore we see that that too requires slaughter. Halacha Beis, Hilch Shechita B'Kulan Achasim. Now, with regards to all the rules of Shechita, they all have the same application regarding whether we are slaughtering this or that type of animal. Lefikach, Hashochet Behema Ochaya O, Evarach Tchila, Hasherik Shalom Tzavetimanu, Ala Shechita. Accordingly, if one slaughters domesticated or undomesticated or bird sort of animal, then one first makes the blessing of Al Hashrita. Vim lo beirich, bein v'shogeg, bein v'mezid, habasar mutter. And if one, for whatever reason, did not make this blessing, whether he forgot it or whether he did so on purpose, nonetheless, the meat will be permitted. V'asar lecho min hashruta, kol zman shehim efarkeses. It is forbidden to eat from an animal which has been slaughtered as long as it is still writhing. If one does consume the creature before it has fully lost its life, then they have violated a negative prohibition. And it falls under the rubric of the pasuk which says, you should not consume on the blood. However, one does not receive lashes for this particular prohibition. However, it is permitted to cut off a piece of its meat after you've slaughtered it, and before it has fully had its soul leave it, and salt it very well, and wash it down very well, and then leave that piece of meat until the animal fully dies, and then at that stage you are permitted to eat it. With regards to fish or locusts, these do not require ritual slaughter. Rather, gathering them in, that itself is already enough of a process to permit eating them. Haryu Omer, as the pasuk says, Hatsonu bakari shachet lahem, umatza lahem, im es kol tgei hayam, yaseif lahem. Asif as dagim kishritas bakar betzon. We see that the Torah connects the gathering of fish to the slaughter of domesticated creatures. And with regards to locusts, the pasuk says the gathering of the locusts. We see from that mere gathering them is sufficient. Accordingly, if they die on their own in the water, for example by fish, so then that's going to be permitted. And it's also permitted to eat them while they are alive. Halacha dalet. Zvicha zuha amura b'torah stam sarech lefarish osa b'leida b'ezen makom min ha-behema shochatet. The Torah mentions ritual slaughter, but does not explain where on the animal we are supposed to slaughter it. V'kama shira shechita, and how much you need to actually slaughter. U'be'ezen davar shochatet, and with what we use to slaughter the animal. U'masai shochatet, and when we slaughter. V'heichan shochatet, and how we slaughter. V'ketzad shochatet, and other details of the process of slaughter. Umahena dvar mavsidim ashchita, and what things can ruin shchita. Umihu ashochit, and who can serve as the one doing the slaughter. Valkaldvarma elu tibana batorah. Now, with regards to all of these different details, we are commanded in the Torah, as the pasuk says, Va'amar v'zavachta mebikarcha, and you shall slaughter from your animals. Kasher tivizicha v'achalta b'sharecha, as you have been commanded, and then you can eat in your gates. Shekaldvarma elu al pet ziv v'behen kishar torah shabal pet, shianikris mitzvah, kamoshi b'arnu, b'tchilas kibor zeh. Because these things, along with everything else that has been commanded as part of the oral law, is considered the command which we must follow, as the Rambam has explained in the beginning of this book. Halacha hei, makom hashchita min hachai hu hatzavar. The place where you are supposed to slaughter a living creature is at its neck. V'chol hatzavar kasher l'shchita. The entire neck is fit for slaughter. Ketzad, the Rambam now illustrate. V'veshet min tchilas hamakom keshet chodchen oso miskavet ad makom sheyashir v'yashil yos pratzin keres. Zehu makom hashchita b'veshet. With regards to the windpipe, the area where you can slaughter begins where it was cut, and it would contract until the place where its hair grows. And it begins looking a little bit like the ridges of the stomach. That's where you can do the slaughter. Halach above. Shachalim malu makom zeh, hu hanikra tarbet tepeshet, o lamatu makom zeh, hu metchilas bnei me'ayim, shechitas o'ksula. If one slaughtered above this point, an area which is considered the entrance to the esophagus, to the food pipe, or below that point, which is considered already the beginning of the intestines, so in that circumstance, it is an invalid slaughter. Hashir tarbet tepeshet, she'enu roi l'shechita l'malu b'behema b'chaya, k'dei she'yuchaz b'shtei etzbosav, ubo hakol figalo b'kadna. Ulamata ad zefet. Now, with regards to how long these areas are, regarding the top part on an animal, whether domesticated or undomesticated, it's the amount of space that you could have two fingers hold onto. And with regards to a bird, then that will totally depend on the particular bird's size. On the lower end of the esophagus, there we are talking about the part which goes all the way down until the bird's crop. Lachazayim. Veze hu makum shchita b'kana. Now, with regards to the windpipe, the trachea, what's the place for the slaughter there? Mishipoi kova lamata ad rosh knaf harea kishatim shachapema tzavaris leros. Zeu makom hashchita b'kana. V'chot shekenegan makom hazeh v'chot nikra tzavar. So there, it's from the tip of the epiglottis going downward until the beginning of the flank of the lung, when the animal extends its neck outward in order to graze. That's where you're able to slaughter with the trachea. And that area is the place which is opposite on the outside, referred to as the neck of the animal. L'chachas. Ansa ha-behema atzma, u'mashcha tzavara harbe, o she'ines ha-shochir es ha-simane, u'mashachan l'malav, shachan makom shchita b'tzavar, nesis ha-shchita b'kana b'veshet, shlo b'makom shchita, harizah safek nevela. If an animal very much strained itself and stuck its neck out a lot, or the one who was doing the slaughter applied a lot of force to these different signs and caused them to be bent upward, but he did slaughter in the place where you were supposed to slaughter it from the outside, in that case, if when the animal is cut, it seems like he did not cut it in its normal spot. So then, it's a question whether or not this is a valid slaughter. Now, the one doing the slaughter is supposed to slaughter directly in the center of the neck. If, however, he did it off to the side, so then it could still be a valid slaughter. How much must be cut in order for it to be a valid slaughter? Ideally, he is supposed to slaughter the animal by cutting both of these two pipes, the esophagus and the trachea, the windpipe and the food pipe. And that's what the one who's doing the slaughter should aim for. And if he slaughtered at least most of one of them with regards to a bird, or most of both of them with regards to an animal, so then that's a valid slaughter. If, with regard to an animal, he fully cut one, but left the other one only half cut, then it's an invalid slaughter. If he's done most of one and most of the other one, if he slaughtered most of one and most of the other one, even though with regards to both of them, he might have only gone a little bit, a hair's breadth more than the 50% mark, nonetheless, it is permitted. Once he's done more than exactly half, then it's considered a majority, even if it's 51%. If he slaughtered half of this one and half of the other one, even with regards to a bird one, then it's going to be an invalid slaughter. If the windpipe itself was already half cut, and he cut a little bit more on the place of where it had been cut, and thereby turning it into 51%, then that will be a valid slaughter. And that's true whether he had begun on the place where the windpipe was still intact, or he had just gone to the place where there was already that cut and then just made it bigger until it became most of the windpipe. Whenever one slaughters, he must afterwards check to see these signs. And if he didn't check, and then the head gets chopped off before he's checked, then it's considered to be an invalid slaughter. Afilu ha'yashochet zar zumahir. This is even if we know that the one doing the slaughter is an excellent shochet. Halacha yud gimel. Kol behema b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes ad shivadu b'vaday shenishchot l'shechita k'shira. Any animal during its lifetime is assumed to be forbidden until we know with certainty that it had been slaughtered in the proper fashion. Halacha yud dalet. U'be'ezah davar shochetan. Now, with what type of item are you allowed to slaughter? B'chol davar bein b'sakin shematekes bein b'tzur o b'zchuches o b'krumes shokana agam v'kiyot behen midvar machotchen. You can use anything you want, even on one hand, a knife of metal, or with a rock, or with a piece of glass, or even with a sharp reed from a swamp. Anything of the sort is able to work as long as it's fit for cutting. This is assuming that its blade is very sharp and it doesn't have any nicks in it. However, if there was a spike at the edge of it, even a very, very tiny spike, nonetheless, that is an invalid knife to use for shechita. If this spike sticking out was from one side of the knife, so then you shouldn't use it ideally. However, if you use the other side, the one where you can't see this problem on it, so then, after the fact, that is a valid slaughter. I'm now illustrate more. If one has a knife, that when you run your finger over it one way, nothing was felt. But when you run it back over the other way, you notice that there's this little nick, this little spike sticking out. If he had slaughtered it by the way that he would push it forward and did not pull it back then, so then that's considered a valid slaughter because that problem wouldn't have impacted the slaughter. However, if he did draw it back, so then the slaughter is going to be invalid. If a knife curves just as a snake does, imagine a scimitar or a sickle, something with a bent blade, but it doesn't have any nicks on it, so in that case you're allowed to use this knife even ideally to slaughter. With regards to a knife which has a straight, smooth blade, but isn't very sharp, since ultimately it doesn't have a nick, so then you're allowed to slaughter with it. And even though he had pushed it back and forth all day long until he ends up succeeding in his slaughter, i.e. it takes a long time because it's a very thick and unsharp blade, nonetheless, technically that is a valid slaughter. Halacha yud ches. If somebody has a sharp knife which has been put on the grinder and isn't really smooth, instead when you touch it, it feels like you're touching the top of an ear of grain and therefore gets a little bit stuck on your finger. Ultimately, since it doesn't have a nick in it, you can still use it to slaughter with. Halacha yud tes. If somebody had pulled off a reed or a tooth, let's say of an animal or a person, and had cut off a piece of flint or a nail, a claw, if these are sharp and don't have a nick in them, ultimately you're again allowed to use them to slaughter with. If, however, you had stuck them in the ground, you're not supposed to use them to slaughter with while they're stuck in the ground. If, however, you had slaughtered while it was stuck in the ground, then technically the slaughter was valid. If, however, you had used one of the items beforehand, a claw of an animal or a reed, while they're still attached to the place where they had grown from, and they've never been uprooted, so in that case, even though they don't have any nick, then it's an invalid slaughter. Lachachav alf. Lachach luchi behema sheish bo shinayim chados v'shach pen shchitaso psula. V'mnei shehen kemago. If somebody took the jawbone of an animal that had sharp teeth and used that to slaughter with, that's going to be unacceptable because that's considered like using a sickle. Av v'shein achas ha'kavua b'lechi shoche b'lechachila av al pi shi kavua b'l. However, if you only have one tooth that's still left in that jaw, then you can use that even while it's still set in the jaw, assuming it's detached from a live animal. So in that case, you can use it to slaughter with even ideally. If somebody had made a knife super hot by sticking it in a fire and then used it to slaughter with, that's going to be a valid slaughter. If somebody has one jagged sickle-like side of a knife and the other side is very smooth, ideally you're not supposed to use even the smooth side to slaughter with, because there is a concern that you might come to use the side which is jagged and has all those little nicks in it. However, if you did use the smooth side, the sharper, straight side, then since you used the right side, then it technically counts as a valid slaughter. When somebody is preparing to slaughter, he should check the knife at its tip as well as on both of its sides before he slaughters. Now, how do you check it? He should first run all of its sides as well as its tip over his flesh of his finger as well as over his nail, again from all three sides, in order to ensure that it did not have any nick at all, and then afterwards he's able to use it to slaughter with. He must also check the knife after he's done the slaughter, because if he finds a nick on it after the slaughter, then the animal he just slaughtered is potentially going to be considered an animal which was improperly slaughtered, because perhaps this knife had gotten stuck on the skin and that's where it had received its nick. And therefore, when he slaughtered the sides, the trachea and the esophagus, he'd used an improper knife. Accordingly, if one is preparing to slaughter numerous animals, numerous birds, then he must check between each and every one. Because if he didn't check in between them, he only checks at the end and he discovers that the knife has been nicked, then all of them are potentially invalid slaughters, even the very first one. If somebody had checked his knife and then slaughtered with it, and then didn't check it after the slaughter, and then had gone and broken a bone with it, or a piece of wood or the like, and then only afterwards checked it and discovered that it had a nick, in that case, his slaughter is assumed to be a valid one. Why? Because in that circumstance, we assume the knife must have been nicked on the hard thing which he had broken with. And similarly, if he was negligent and hadn't checked the knife, or it was lost before he had a chance to check it, in that case, his slaughter is considered to be valid. Anyone who is slaughtering an animal that hadn't had his knife checked first, before a person who is knowledgeable in halacha, and simply slaughtered with it on his own, then we have to check out that knife. If the knife turns out to be proper, it's unnicked, then in that case, we still excommunicate him for his behavior, because he relied upon himself this time. He might do so in the future when the knife will actually be nicked and he's going to slaughter with it and cause people to eat non-kosher food. However, if it's discovered right now, this time, to already have a nick, then we remove him from his post and we excommunicate him and we announce that any meat that he had slaughtered with is considered to be unfit for eating. How long must the knife that's being used to slaughter with be? Kolshu, the Rambam says, it can be as small as is possible to do the slaughter with. Hu shelo yeh davar dak shnokev ve'eno shochet kmo rosh ha'izema katan u'kyotuba. This is though assuming that it not be so small to the point where it's going to pierce and not cut like the tip of a dagger might, or the like. Now, when are you allowed to slaughter? The Rambam says that has no limitation. You can do it whenever you want. Whether during the day, whether during the night. This is assuming, though, that he has some torch with him if he does it at night, in order so that he can see what he's doing. If, however, he's slaughtered in complete darkness, then technically his slaughter is valid. Halacha Chav Tes, the final halacha on the parak. Hashochi b'yom ha-kippurim over Shabbos b'shogeg. Al b'yish ilu hayom mezid, hayom eschai b'nafsho, eschai malkos al yom ha-kippurim, shidezo k'shira. If one slaughters on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos, inadvertently, not realizing this is forbidden on these days, even though were he to have done so intentionally, he would have been liable to be killed or to receive lashes with regards to Yom Kippur. Nonetheless, he will have done a valid slaughter. In this case, it is still permitted to eat that meat. Have a wonderful day.